service, Lord. We thank you for bringing us all here tonight. And God, we want to give you this service, Lord, as we hear from what you've done in Mexico. And Lord, I just pray that you would continue that work through the hearts of everyone who's come here to listen to the testimonies of what you've done, Lord. So we just invite your spirit here. God, have your way in our hearts. And I pray that you would be stirring our hearts on how we could serve you and God, just how you would call us tonight. So Lord, we give you this night in your hands and pray that you would bless it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, before you guys sit, if you would, please take a few minutes, greet the people around you, make everyone feel welcome. It's good to see you guys here. All right. It's good to see you guys here. Super blessed to see you guys on a Wednesday night. My name is Johnny, if you do not know me. And yeah, kind of what I said in the prayer is that we're going to be highlighting a trip that went down to Mexico. And so we have, every year we have had this trip called, is there an official name for it? Christmas Family Food Box Trip. We send down a team that goes to La Gloria, Mexico, right outside Tijuana, and they get a bunch of food boxes packed together, and they deliver it to families, praying for those families. It's a super blessed time, and so I'm not going to stay up here too long because we're going to hear different testimonies of how God moved on this trip. And so I want to, without further ado, welcome Mark, and then we'll get into the night.
Good afternoon, or good evening, I guess. It's a pleasure. It's an honor to be able to go down and serve in Mexico for as many years as I've been able to. And I just thank, you know, with you guys' help, because, you know, it's your finances and stuff that allow the vans to be able to go down there, and we've got the vans to be able to go down and do these trips. I'm just going to go through and just do a sort of a short recap of what a trip sort of looks like, a Christmas trip looks like. Well, we get on, we leave at 4 o'clock in the morning on Thursday, and we load up in the van, and there was like 17 of us, so we have two vans that were, so it's, that's even quite a procedure. Okay, here's the crew right here. And I will say that I want to thank everybody that went with us, because it was just a blessed group. Everybody just got along together, and it just, everything just synced well, and so, yeah, so we leave Thursday, and then we take down stuffed animals. We go down to the Hope Chest. Thank you. You can see I was having an issue with that. Yeah, the Hope Chest, and we take get some stuffed animals. We take those down with us, and there's a lady in the church that goes through and knits scarves and hats. She's been doing this for years, and we take a bunch of those down with us, and there's some toys and that type of thing we take down, and when we get down there, we go through and we shop. So it sounds like it's not a big deal, but when you're shopping for 35 families, it's quite a deal going down there, getting into Costco and getting everything all organized, and just then we take it all the food down to the training center, and we go through and start loading the boxes up. And that's even a, you know, trying to keep everything organized and make sure you don't get too many ramens in one box and somebody gets shorted of oil or something like that. So it's sort of a... Yes. Thank goodness for April. She got that squared around for us. And what we do is we go down, we make up 35 boxes. We go to five churches, and the pastors down there decide who is going to receive the boxes. You know, the most needy people down there. And so we go, we get the boxes loaded up. We load them up in the van. It takes us 2 days to do that, and then we go through. One church, the van split up. We each go to a church, and the pastor will tell us where we're going to go. And so we go there, and we drop the food boxes off. But one of the most important things that we do that's really a highlight of the trip is praying. That's more important than the food boxes, and because you never know, you know, maybe that person that you're going to, that house you're going to, they have a need, and you know, all of a sudden you're showing up on their door, and you're ask them to pray for them, and that's just very, very special. And so, yeah, we really look forward to that. And everybody on the trip gets an opportunity to go through and pray too. So it's not just one person praying or a pastor praying. Everybody gets an opportunity to pray for the family. We've got interpreters so that they can go through and translate for them, and then let them know what we're praying, which is good. You know, you don't want it to be not just gibberish out there. And so, yeah, so that's very, 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 very touching. And everybody on the trip, we have a coordinator for each one of the vans, and we assign people to each thing. So one person might be in charge of handing out stuffed animals. So it's important, like if you see a little kid, you don't want to, you know, it's a little girl, you want to give her a nice little stuffed animal. So you take the time to look and see who the kids are and make sure they get a good toy. And the same thing with the hats, you know, you don't want to give a guy a pink hat and you know, and a pink scarf. So, you know, you just go through and there's somebody in charge of that. We do eggs and we do potatoes too. So everybody gets, somebody will be in charge of just passing out the eggs. We only lost out of, I don't know how many flats, one egg, didn't we? Yeah, that's pretty good. So I thought I was really impressed with that. And so, yeah, it's just a great, great time. We also went down, besides the 35 boxes that we passed out, we blessed three families down there and with clothes and some. There was one lady that hasn't had a washing machine for, a couple of months. And so we got a washing machine at a scrat and dent. It was a new washing machine, but it scratched and dented. And so, and you know, Pastor Ron down there, he's sort of a character anyway. But he went and told her that he had that the water bill at the church. She was going down to the church to wash her clothes. And so he told this Maria Luisa. She says, "Yeah, our water bill's getting way out of hand. The cost is just too much. You're going to have to start washing your clothes at home." And she says, "Pastor, I don't have any place to wash at home. I don't have a washing machine or something." She says, "Well, starting next week, you're going to have a washing machine, so don't be coming to the church and bringing your clothes." And so, but he's just the kind of guy that likes to take people sort of on the edge, you know, just this far, and then he brings back the good news. So that's just his personality. So, yeah. Okay, well, we've got some other people that are going to come up and tell their experiences on the trip. So Sam's going to come up and just highlight some of the things that he was impressed with. So go from there. Thank you. There you go.
Okay, I'm Sam. You guys hear me all right? I was like a lot of you guys. I sat out here for about 4 years. I've been coming to PAW, and I would hear these missionaries talk about their trips. And I thought, you know, Thailand's a little far, and so is North Africa and UK, but Mexico was, I can do Mexico. So I was talking to my wife about it, and the Lord put on her heart last year that we wanted to go this last year. We were supposed to go earlier, but my passport expired, and I wasn't sure when I was going to get it, so we postponed it till this Christmas trip, and I'm blessed that we did. But what I wanted to talk about was how the Lord worked through all of this and worked through all of us, what God had done on this trip. It was just amazing to me. You know, we had a meeting. Mark and Laurel called us all in for a meeting before we left, and he asked us, you know, what inspired you to want to go? I mean, tell us, why did you sign up for this? Why did you want to go? And I says, well, I just want to experience this. I've never been on a mission trip overseas in this sense, where we're going out to meet God's people that are in really need of help, physical help and financial help, as well as spiritual. So I wanted to do this, and he made it happen. So we got here, like Mark said, at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I want to tell you about what God did on this trip. It's amazing. So we leave. Sooner do we get into Nevada past Mesquite, and all these red lights go up. And here it is, like 5:15 in the morning, and there's a traffic jam. And we go, what? We're sitting still in like a parking lot. And Mark has a schedule, and you know, this could be a long time. So, you know, the Lord moves Mark, and we look at his van. He goes across the medium of the 15, you know, the part where it's split, and there's just dirt in that. And he goes over there. We follow him, and we head back up to the previous exit. And we got in, and we went all the way around the Valley of Fire, if you know where that is, and ended up in south of Henderson and got back on the 15. But it turned out that delay could have been 4 or 5 hours sitting there. So the Lord moved Mark to do that. So we get down in the San Diego area, Lake Elsinore exactly where it is, and Mark's co-driver, Mike, I don't know if he's here, but he was feeling something in the wheel, and he thought he had a flat tire, so he pulls over, and they couldn't find any flat or anything. So we limped off the freeway into the Avance parking lot. Can you show that first slide? This is just evidence right there. There we are. We're stuck, you know, and the front wheel of the other van, all the bearings came out. They were all over the parking lot. And I'm thinking, I'm not a mechanic, and I'm thinking, we're done. What's going to happen, you know? And Mark just smiles and says, you know, don't we go through this stuff all the time? We go down, no worries. And I know what he really says. The Lord's got this. Don't worry. And sure enough, guess who what? Guess our driver, Pedro, is he here today? Pedro is a mechanic. So Pedro knew exactly what to do, and he said, no problem. But that wasn't the end of the story. We still needed the part. So he has somebody calls AutoZone, which was a few miles away. We get there. They had one left. I mean, this is a 12-year-old vehicle, and we didn't even know they were going to have the part. They had it, right? And the next thing is the manager of the place somehow kept looking at Pedro. She knew him, and she gave like a $100 discount off the price. Now, who does that? The Lord does that. So we got back, we put it all together, and they even bought some tools. But the tools, he was missing one. I don't know if it was a torque wrench or something. And guess what happened in there? You guys hear of a Snap-on tool trucks? Well, this wasn't a Snap-on, but a guy pulls up in his van, and he has the tool. He has the tool that Pedro needed, and he fixed it, and we got it rolling, and we're on our way. And we get to the border, and it was packed. It was just, I mean, this was kind of exciting for me. I go, wow, all this stuff's going on, and yet we're still going. And we get down there, and it was too late to go out shopping that night. Sure enough, next morning, Mark got us rolling, and we kept, oh, there's Pedro, and we got back to the training center, and we woke up in the morning. He had our schedule. Laurel did. She's the organized one of your family, right? Everything just went smooth. She had everything all laid out how we were supposed to do this, and after breakfast, we headed out. We went to the next slide, right here. That's a lot of pasta there. And we were there, and everybody had their duty that they're supposed to do, went down all the aisles of the supermarket, got everything that we needed, got through there, got that done, brought it back, and then we went back to Costco. And that would be the next slide. There we are. If you notice that smiling lady in the middle there, that's why they call her Joy. She's always smiling. And we were getting in line for Costco. We got all that stuff done. We went back to the training center. We got the boxes, and it went like clockwork. We put everything together, boom, 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 boom. It's all boxed up. And we headed out, and like Mark said, we went in separate vans, and we delivered to the churches and the people. And it was such an amazing thing how the Lord worked through all of that. Even though because we've got an adversary out there that's trying to thwart the things of God and what God wants to do. But that's nothing to God. And he overcomes it, and he uses his people to do it. So there was one slide, next slide. This little guy, his name's Alex. And he has a single mom. As a mom, you know, she's not married, and she's supporting him by herself. And she had emailed somebody after we visited her and said, Alex actually prayed for a Hot Wheels car. He was praying to the Lord before we got there that he would get a Hot Wheels car. And that's exactly what he got. And you can see that little face there. So that was just one of them. And then we move on. Next slide. As you can see, that is Miguel, and he's the brother of Ramon, one of the assistant pastors. It's Xochimilco. Yeah, Xochimilco. And he's playing, and he's got a great voice and plays a guitar. And then here we are singing along. That's Pedro, by the way, right there. And that's my wife singing along with her. So, with him. So, yeah, we were just praising. That is the rehab center that we went to. And that's where they house the guys that are trying to get off of drugs. The area that we went into, this is Granjas, and it's pretty bad. There's a lot of drug addicts. I mean, as many down there as are up here. It's a scourge in our world today. And so these guys get to this rehab center, and they try to help them through their whole thing. And preaching God's word and teaching them about how the Lord can bring them out of this addiction. So that's another thing they do. Next slide. And that's, as you can see, the boxes and the eggs that we handed out. And this is here we were praying. We didn't go to any of their homes. All of them came to the church. As you can see, a lot of them are right there in the back. We're praying for them. A lot of singles mothers. And there's one more person I want to tell you about. Next slide. This is Olga. Olga is, you know, that's her trying to smile, but she's under a lot of oppression right now. And that's because her husband is the local cartel leader that runs the cartel in that neighborhood. And she's just so oppressed by what's going on. She can't understand why her husband can't get out of there and find something else. And she needs prayer. She needs prayer. She has five children. And she just loved to get away from that. And she would love her husband to just get away. But that's something the Lord will have to do. And he can do it. And I just wanted to share that. I'm so impressed with the whole trip. And one more thing that the Lord did. I mean, this is throughout the whole trip. He just does these things for us. Jody, here. I got to tell you, because this is fantastic. She left her purse there when we were going home. And we're at the border, and, you know, you need your passport. She didn't have her passport. But sure enough, Mark was ahead of us in his van. He talked to the border agent, and she comes around to our van, which was next, and she was checking us out just to confirm that we weren't lying or anything. And we told her the exact same thing. She looked at Jody. She went back to her computer. She plugged it in. Yeah, that's her, and she let us through without a problem. I mean, who does that but the Lord, right? So I just want to say I'm just thankful I went on this whole trip, and it was just a huge blessing. And all of us together work so well together. And my wife, she speaks Spanish, and she just had a great time hugging all the kids and talking to them. I don't speak Spanish, of course, so she was the interpreter. So I just want to, one of many. But anyways, we're going to hear from Shay now.
Okay, so bear with me. I'm really nervous. If you saw me out in the hallway jumping around, trying to get my nerves out, that's what I was doing. Many of you don't know this, but I was raised LDS, and every first Sunday, you share your testimony of the month. So I figured if I can do that growing up, I can do this. Easy peasy. So if you want to go to the next slide. Okay, we're back to this lovely picture. But I'm not talking about the accident. So Jody, when we first stopped, she asked me if I wanted to go get Starbucks with her. And I was like, yeah, of course. So we're walking inside this store, and we actually saw a lady, and she was holding her little dog in her hand. And there was a vet clinic just right next door to the Vons. I don't know if you can see it. But she was putting down her dog that day. And so, oh no, God knew that we needed to be there. He knew that someone needed prayer. And so Jody and I stopped and we prayed for this lady. And that was just one of the first experiences on this trip that was like, okay, God knows what's needed and he knows where we should be and when we should be there, you know? So praise the Lord. That just happened. I know it was a long time sitting at the store, but I'm sure that lady loved it. So, next picture. Perfect. This is a picture I ended up taking just of the Tijuana Awakened Discipleship Training Center that we stay at. This was my second time going down there. And the first time I went down there was when I truly gave my life to the Lord. So it was just a huge blessing to be able to go again. And that's kind of why I included this picture, just the joy and the love. Like, God's love down there, truly, you have to experience it. Just the love and the people, it is so amazing. And so I was very blessed to get a go again. And I realized a lot of things happened in my life leading up to this trip. Like, I got taken out of my fire academy. And had I been in fire academy, I wouldn't have gotten to go back to Mexico. So that was another big blessing from God. Next picture. Sorry, I'm not as entertaining as, like, Sam. I'm just nervous. Okay, so this lady, Lily, she was introducing, or not introducing, she was kind of telling us about her kids. This was our second day there, first day handing out stuff. And she just wanted discernment and guidance to be able to truly raise her kids to be Christian. And that truly touched my heart. I can't remember if it was Lily's mom or if it was Lily, but one of the ladies in the family, she did not believe in God. And so one of the huge prayer requests was that we would be able to pray that they would come to know God and be able to grow in their relationship with God. So I also had the joy of writing down all of the prayer requests while I was there in Mexico. It was scary. It was busy. It was a rush. So some of my information might be a little off, but truly Lily's love for the Lord and just wanting to raise her kids, even if she didn't fully understand, she wanted to give her kids the best life, and that truly touched my heart. Next picture. Okay, so this is another family that we have gone down to in the past, from what I believe Mark has told me. And this, the lady in the polar bear shirt, her family passes out Bibles. And it just so happened to be that when we were there, they had ran out of Bibles to pass out to other people in their community. So I don't know who had the brilliant idea that morning, our third day there, but they were like, hey, let's take extra Bibles and we'll go pass them out just to whoever needs them. Lucky for us, we had a whole box full of Bibles, and we were able to go bless this family with the opportunity to pass out Bibles to others, but we got to bless a whole, like, just so many other people, you know? And crazy, once again, God works in amazing ways, and that's something that I'm learning. So, yeah, truly a big blessing. Picture 5, please. Or is it picture 5? Yes, okay. So this is Connie. I don't know if anyone was here last year or if she was mentioned, but Connie has kind of taken up, like, maybe not the pastor's role, but she started guiding us, and she showed us to all of the other families in Pueblos Mágicos. Yes. So she took us around. The pastor family had been ran out by the cartel. They just up and disappeared. People didn't know what happened. So Connie stepped in, and she was just showing us around, making sure that the families in the area were able to receive this blessing and this gift. But one thing about Connie is her strength and her trust in God. Her daughter was recently in rehab, and the whole entire time, Connie just wanted to remind us and to let us know that God has a plan, and she knew that something was bigger in store for her daughter. So Connie just kind of was a blessing in disguise, really, just by showing her strength and her trust in God, even if we don't understand what's happening. And I think that truly touched my heart, because I don't know what's happening in my life, but I'm trusting God, and like Connie, we can all do that. So that was an amazing thing. And then next picture. Okay, this is one of my favorite pictures. Mark and Juanito. Juanito saw me carrying in like a rice bag, and he goes, ah, strong girl. I was like, yeah, that's me. I got you. But one thing about this trip is no matter what happened, no matter there was the car accident and we had to turn around, or the car breaking down, or whatever went wrong, we all smiled and we all laughed through it. And I really, really appreciated that. So that really just was amazing. And the laughter and the friends that we got to see and visit, or the people that, like, us new people got to meet. Super cool experience. So this is Juanito and Mark just laughing, and I truly love that picture. Okay, next. Also, another picture I love. This is Joy, and then the little girl is Naomi. She was so sweet, and she was mighty. She was very strong, and it kind of reminded me of the scripture verse, 1 Timothy 4, verse 12, and it says, "Don't let anyone think less of you because you are young. Be an example to all believers in what you say, in the way you live, in your love, in your faith, in your purity." And Naomi, she was an example of that. She was determined to help us, even if the box was big. I mean, it was half her size, but she still wanted to help us carry it in and to share the love of God. And I think we can all do that a little bit more. So that was a big reminder from God, another blessing. Next picture, please. Ah, the tacos. I gotta mention the tacos. But also the friends. I was so blessed to make new friends. Going on this trip, my friends and I had planned to go together. And then we found out that we weren't in the same van. And they're like, maybe we can trade people or we'll figure it out, something. And I was like, okay, we'll trust God. Like, there's a reason this is happening. And so we trusted God. And I got to make new friends and have amazing experiences, which was another huge blessing. We also tried these tacos called Husband Killers. If you're ever there, definitely try them out. They're really good. So good. Okay, next picture. Carmen Sudan, this was our last family that we got to go see. And this is Shorty's family. Remember when I said that we passed out that box of Bibles? Well, we got to Shorty's house and we realized we didn't have a Bible. And so we were pulling out the cheese and pulling out the eggs and finding everything under the seats. And then we found a Bible. And this was truly God's hand. And I was so blessed to, A, remember it when we got inside. The guy over in the corner, smiling, this is William. He is Shorty's brother, who was a drug addict, and he recently began living at Shorty's house. Knew, probably doesn't know God, not entirely sure. And we were sitting there, and I was like, hey, we got a Bible out in the car. So we were able to go grab that Bible, and I was able to give it to William. And just the smile on his face, I mean, look at it. He received the gift of God, and he's able to now read the Bible and to grow in his strength and his just wisdom and guidance, and he can feel God's love. And that is something that is truly such a blessing. So that was like just one of my favorite moments, probably my favorite moment, just being able to see that and give that Bible to him. Truly amazing. And then next slide. This is my last picture, but just the connections and the love. Truly, if you get the chance to go on a missions trip or to go experience God's love on a mission, do it. The people you meet, the connections, God will truly bless you and you will grow so much in your faith. Like, I went there back in March and I gave my life to the Lord. And then now I went back and I got to grow again and meet so many new people and bless them. So truly, just keep doing it. But now I get to introduce Joy, who I got to be her secretary for. And she was truly amazing on this trip. So here's Joy.
You're my connection. Love
you. You know, I just want to repeat everything everybody has been talking about. This was the best trip ever. This is my third time going on the Christmas trip to Mexico, and it just keeps getting better. This team was, there's just no description for it. They were cohesive. We worked together. We smiled together. Thank you so much, Sam, for talking about all of the experiences that we have. Those are things that I don't want to forget. Okay, Jody, you can forget. That's okay. I have to say that this church has the best young people. They energize me, they inspire me, and I never get tired of being around them. Shay and Sheena and Nate and Lexi, it just goes on and on. They were part of the best part of the trip. Or they were some of the best part of the trip. Everybody worked without complaining, sharing the love of Jesus wherever they went. It was truly, truly cool. And we tried to make Laurel really proud of us. So I would like to share just a couple of people with you. Gabby and I kind of intersected on the same thing. Mark always gets us around the table on the last morning and has us say one thing or one person that impacted us, that we were changed by, or what was our impression of the trip. And it was funny because both Gabby and I came away with the word hug. It was... And I know that's simple, and I even tried to be biblical, and I looked to see if there were, you know, some scripture about, there's no hugging in the Bible. And yet, I was really interested to find out. Obviously, there's a lot of touching, and a lot of it came from Jesus. In the story of the leper, that he healed the leper, the one that said, if you're willing. And Jesus said, yes, I'm willing. And apparently the Hebrew language is not always translatable into English. And it wasn't just a touch that he gave. It was apparently something of a full body embrace, nearly a full body embrace. And the intention was to give that leper a sense of acceptance, of being okay. Because we know from so many scripture that the lepers were rejected and held at arm's bay, and they had so many they had rules that they had to follow, staying away from people. But Jesus was having none of it. He wanted to hug, and that's honestly what I experienced on this trip this year. You can go ahead and put up the first slide, Christian. This is Monica. And Monica and I kind of resonated. We were right off the bat, you know, there was a draw. She was so concerned about praying for her daughter who was estranged. We had a connection point on that. It's always my intention to be a blessing to my brothers and sisters in Christ when I go down to Mexico, especially, but so often, as is often the case, I end up getting blessed more richly than what I intended to bless. And this year was no different. Monica's smile can literally light up a room. It was just palpable. And I was very drawn to her. She unabashedly shared her prayer requests with us, taking full advantage of the knowledge that we were bringing those prayer requests back to all of you, and that for the whole year, we told everyone that we visited that for the whole year, we would be bringing her prayer requests before the Lord. And she was all over that. And boy, she had a list ready for us. And it was very touching. Too soon, it was time to go. And go ahead and do the next picture, Christian. I headed straight for her. I only wanted to hug her and pray for her. Her heartfelt prayer for her children resonated with me, and again, I was hoping to be a blessing to her. I latched on to her, and she received my mom hug eagerly. And then something surprising happened. Well, at least it was surprising to me. Go ahead, the last picture. She drew me in tight. She hugged me back. And she started praying for me too. We were both whispering prayers for each other, and only the Holy Spirit knew what the other was praying, because it was two different languages. I had no idea what she was praying over me, but it was probably one of the most powerful moments I've ever experienced. It was truly, I was blessed. I hope she was a fraction blessed by our presence there. It was one of the most powerful experiences that I've had in recent memories, and it was definitely a case that of it was a question of who was blessing whom at that moment. And finally, I'm going to circle back to Shay's picture. Mom hug. It's about the mom hug and not about the Bible. As Shay told you, this is Shorty and his family from Carmen, Sudan. And the one in with all the teeth is William. He was a happy camper that night, I'll tell you right now. And he was just one of those kids. It's like you hear his story in one ear, and then you look at this happy man in front of you, and it's almost a contrast. It is a contrast. What you see and what you hear are two different things, and we know that that's God. He is working hard with the help of Jesus to stay clean and is hungry for the Word of God. And Shay, you should have seen her face. She said, I'm going to go out and look in the van. I bet you there's another Bible out there. I got to look one more time. It was great. And here she comes. It was perfect. And you know it's a God thing. God knew that Bible was underneath that seat, and he knew exactly the hands that he wanted to put it in. So anyway, it was, again, time to go. And I wanted to go and pray for William. I wanted to try to encourage him, so because I was just so mom proud of him. You know what I'm saying? That he was on this great path, and I just felt like I wanted him to stay there. And I hugged him. I guess it was the hug that spoke to him. the loudest. Because a couple of seconds into it, he started to cry. And you guys, he practically crumpled in my arms. There's something about a hug, and there's something about needing to be held, and there's something about needing to give one sometimes too, and that's what this trip was for me. So I'm so sorry. Anyway, I could go on and on, especially about the hugging, but those were just two stories I wanted to share with you. If you have never been on this trip or another trip like it, but especially this trip, it seems, just don't overthink it. Just go. Don't wonder if you're going to fit in, and don't wonder if you're going to do it right. Don't be afraid of the way God might use you. Just go. You'll be glad you did. And now I get the privilege of introducing two people that are so dug into my heart. They are devoted, they are positive, they are hard workers, and I don't think that our training center would be what it is without them. And I'd like to bring up Melody and Caesar. And they fed us. Oh, that's right. Mark was supposed to, he reminded me to say, you fed us.
Hey, so, yeah, I'm Caesar, my beautiful wife, Melody. And if you don't know us, we're missionaries down at the Awaken Discipleship and Training Center in Tijuana. And we were part of this trip, but also we Melody and I were thinking about it, and I think I've been almost in, for the past 9 years, been on almost in every single one, and she's been in the last 10. And I was talking with Mark during this trip, and I'm pretty sure probably for more, because he visited the church of Granjas, because I'm from Granjas. If you saw some pictures, or you were in the trip, you saw those little kids. I was one of those little kids. But he probably got to meet my dad, and he probably met me when I was like 8, 9 years old. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, we just wanted to share more of a testimony of this trip. Just throughout the years, this just has blessed so many people, like so many, myself included. This was how I met Melody, was on a Christmas trip, and she went down there. She was the only youth, and I was like, that's kind of cool. And this also was our last trip as a missions base. It was the last church that we hosted to do a trip, so that was fairly, you know, cool, like full circle. But yeah, just these testimonies that you keep hearing, that's our weekly, we get to hear these things, and just how the Lord really blesses people, and how it looks like there is no way that you can, you know, can figure it out, or how we're going to do this, or how we're going to, you know, pay for these. And it's just been really cool. I remember 3 years ago, probably. And I'm sure this trip as well, they just didn't tell us, but they had no food. I think it was last Sunday, if I'm not wrong, that Pastor Jerry was sharing about how some people live, you know, day to day, or they don't even own the fridge, and they go to the market and get food for every day. And you know, these boxes mean a lot. Like, not just as a gift, but, you know, people there are making like $100 a week, 150 if they're doing good. And these boxes are like 3 weeks worth of their salary into a box. And you know, when they're opening these boxes and they see like Costco hot dogs, they're like, whoa, this is nice. Because I did that. And yeah, no, it's it is such a blessing. And you know, guiding teams and planning for teams and hosting teams, we see some churches that send like, you wonder like, why is this person on this trip? That never happens in with these trips. It's just really cool to see that everyone that is there, they're ready to go. They want to be there. They want to serve. They don't care if they have to carry these boxes all the time. Nate carrying every single box to every single house. At least that where when I was in the van with him. Yeah, it's just really cool to see, you know, and be that bridge between, or get to witness just how the willingness of this church and I've shared many times with a lot of you that this is not a normal church. This is really not a normal church. Same thing we share with missionaries in Mexico, and this is not a normal church. The love that you guys have for your missionaries, the way that you guys have Paul, like you dedicate a Wednesday to pray for your missionaries all over the world, is just such a blessing and such a blessing to be a missionary of this church specifically, and just to see the long term impact that he has. If we can show the picture, and I'm like the biggest fan of these two, Pastor Leo and his wife Yareth. I always tell him, like, include yourself and if we can visit, because we sometimes do something similar to this, not as big and not as nice, but we take some food to some houses, and when I ask him, like, put yourself in the list, he's like, but if there is only five people or three people, well, there's this other lady that can use it more than us, and he just makes me feel the worst missionary ever, because we'll be working, you know, at the missions base, and it's a 9-to-5 kind of. But whenever there is a need, we're there. But on the normal day to days, you know, we work or 8 hours, and then he's like, "What are you gonna do after?" And I'm like, "Well," he's like, "We're gonna go and we're gonna have to visit this lady, and then we're gonna do the discipleship, and then we're gonna have like our midweek service, and after that, I'm probably gonna study." And do this and do that, and then, you know, go to sleep and come back here. I'm like, whoa, what are you gonna do? Like, I'm gonna walk my dog and I'm gonna, you know, watch a movie maybe. And I love his phrase. He says, "I work here full time, and on my free time, I'm a pastor." But yeah, and these bucks that they got is just, again, such a blessing to them, and I don't know. They get to see this firsthand in their community specifically, and they're an inspiration to us. And this was such a blessing to them as well, and also to see their people be blessed, it really blesses them. So thank you for that. Thank you for giving us this, and that too. Just the prayer and how much impact it has in their lives, and he'll tell us, and they're probably going to, when we go back, they're going to tell us how many of those prayer requests get answered, because you guys were there spiritually supporting them, and how really encouraging it is, you know, like the text that I'm on God, if you let me read it to you real quick, she texted the pastor's wife, Yareth, and then she sent it to me to share with the team, and it's just to show the impact that you guys have in this kid's mom. And he says, "Hey Jared, thank you so much for," this is Spanish, I'm just translating it. "Hey Jared, thank you so much for coming. You guys were such a blessing to our lives. And once again, God has shown me that he is good and he blesses us in a great way. Just last night, Alexander was praying that the Lord will give him a Hot Wheel. And God literally gave it to him. So thank you so much. And same thing, when I opened the box, I just cried because I'm just so grateful. I'm so thankful. Being a single mother has not been easy, but God has really blessed us tonight. Thank you so much to all of you," is talking to the group. "God keep you and God bless you so you can bless others." So, yeah.
Well, Caesar literally said everything that I was planning on saying. I guess I'll just give you an update of me and Caesar. So first, I just want to again say thank you to the incredible team that went down and took time just to be be present. That's what me and Caesar like to say, just to be present with people. That's it. That's just being there and showing the love of the Lord. That's something that's very, how do you say it? Like impactful, and the Lord really just uses you with just being present. So I have been at the training center for 7 years next month, and it's literally insane how the time has passed, and it's been an honor to be able to, for us to be a bridge for you guys at the center. You know, Laurel texts me, we got this many people. Oh, wait, it changed. It's this many people. We need these meals. We need, can we have an extra room? Just things like that. Just coordinating things with you guys to make sure you're taken care of. That has been a huge blessing to us. I'm so sorry. Yeah, and so I think most of you know, this past, the team was the very last team that the training center has because they have closed because they're moving ministry to Mexico City. I think I've been sharing that in past updates. And all good, nothing bad happened. Everything's like the Lord, we really see the Lord moving, and it's been incredible to see. And so something very exciting that we wanted to share with you guys, I put it in our last update, but I just wanted to share it here, is that Caesar will be having his green card interview at the end of this month. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we kept a secret from you, is that we started this whole thing 2 years ago, and It's just crazy how the Lord knew. The Lord's orchestrating everything. He already knows everything. And so he knew, okay, the training center is closing. He didn't want us to worry about, oh, what are we going to do? It's like he literally took care of everything all the way up until this point, and his interview is at the end of this month. So how crazy is it that everything lined up exactly where it was supposed to be? So I want to ask you guys if we will be praying on January 28th at 7:30 a.m. We've been telling people to put it on their calendars, and maybe you can be praying at that time for us and for him, for his interview, that it would be a yes, because they can say no, and that it would be yes. And honestly, it's all in the Lord's hands. Whatever happens, we're trusting him. And yeah. In closing, thank you so much. Literally, all the testimony here today was very encouraging to us. Yeah, because we're just like, everything's coming fresh again to our minds. Because, you know, sometimes you go with the flow and you just go with the everything and just being reminded and just being reminded of how amazing the Lord is and how great he's been to us and a provider for us. And so I just wanted to say thank you for being a part of that, and we love you, and thank you.
Okay, I've got like 30 seconds. I just want to thank everybody again for just a wonderful trip. And he was talking about, we go through and we pray for the people when we go down there, and we tell them that we're going to be coming back here, and we're going to sit in a circle, we're going to pray for them. That's what this envelope is full of, 35 prayer requests. And so a lot of these people that we went through and visited, we're going to go through and pass these cards out, and we're going to ask everybody to go through and pray for all year, you know, for these families. And so that's awesome. Have we got any more pictures? Okay. This is a pretty popular family, obviously. Okay, and William, I think it was last year or the year before last, we was in Pueblos Magicos, and there just happened to be a guy that happened to be hanging out with this lady at this stand, and he was overhearing us praying for this lady that was in a wheelchair. And he says, that he needed prayer. And he was the same thing. He was a drug addict, and he was coming off of drugs. And so I had the opportunity to pray with him, and it was also a blessing when he went here. And I didn't know Williams was going to be there, and I was able to pray for him and just ask the Lord to give him the strength he needs to be able to keep continuing off the drugs. And that whole thing that you was talking about earlier, the reason he's got that smile is because he's got hope. You know, he's with his family now. He's not out there in Tijuana. He's not out there doing the drugs. And so he sees an avenue to be able to get out off of drugs. I mean, I've never really been addicted, I don't think, to the same extent that he has. But, you know, we do need hope. And we do need prayer. And that's why I said these prayers are very, very powerful. And that's why we go through and we pray for these people. And we're gonna ask, you know, everybody that's in our group to take them and take it seriously. And even if you don't only pray for them once a week, pray for them. We got one more photo or two more? And then I'll... Okay, this is Maria Luisa. This is the lady I was telling you about, the washing machine. Okay, and she's just an amazing lady. These three kids, Moses, he's in the worship team, and he's with Miguel. And also, there's Anna, and I just lost what her name was. Anyway, their parents used to be drug addicts. And they pretty much just abandoned their kids. And there's some things that were done to the kids that were not good. And so she came in, and she's taking these kids under her wing, and she watches over these kids, and she's raising these kids up. And these kids are just full of joy. You know, like Moses, he's on the worship team. You can just see it just radiating off them. And it's because of the love of the Lord. You know, he just came in their lives and just got a hold of them and just gave them the opportunity to know what true peace is. And so, you know, even though they don't have their parents there, and their life is great, you know, because they're in the Lord. We need more. We should have one more, I think. Oh, is that it? Okay, I was going to show one of the husband slayer, but I guess I don't get to show that one. Anyway, yeah, one of the last time it was of Lexi and, yeah. Okay, no, that's okay. Anyway, those guys eating a husband slayer, and it was sort of ironic because they're both single. I'm thinking, boy, this is a bad way to get started here. Anyway, thank you. Thanks again, and it was a great trip.
What a great night. It's always awesome to hear the testimonies of those who have had the blessing of going, and Lord willing, encouraging you as the body to be willing to take a step of faith and go on a trip as well. And even though you heard and have been hearing, Lord willing, that the base has been on the market and they're getting ready to sell it. And so that doesn't mean that the ministry for us stops. We're going to continue to be faithful to the people that God has brought us to and the families that we've been reaching out to. Our goal is to be partnershiping with them long-term. This is not a short-term thing. And so if any of you were excited about these things, we're going to have more trips. We just don't have the blessing of connecting with the base anymore. We're finding new locations where we can stay that are still close enough into the areas that we've been investing in. And our partnership with Pastor Ron is going to continue. And so I want you guys to know that even though this is a bittersweet moment, you know, as the base closes down, tremendous amount of ministry that took place. God moved in so many lives there, and yet it's a new season for them. They're transferring to a better location for them that can minister throughout all of Mexico and not just one portion. For all of the workers that were there and for Caesar and Melody who have been praying about what the next direction is, let's lift that up because we would love to see them be able to come and be a part of the fellowship here. And if not, then God's got something new for them. And we're going to continue to support them. We're going to continue to love on them. And wherever it is that God would have them, we're blessed to partner with them. And so, stop it. So just know that there's opportunities for you. And if you do take a step of faith, I'm telling you right now, you are going to be blessed. You'll shed some tears. You'll have families embedded in your heart as you pray for them. And that's the way that our goal is for these nights, to be encouraged, built up, and then we want to be a church that goes. We want to be a church that's fulfilling the Great Commission. So there's plenty of opportunities, and I want to just share this before Johnny comes up and breaks everybody off into their groups. But because of 2025, We want to resume what we tried to do during 2020. And that is, we're going to pick a Sunday, which is a mission Sunday, and we're going to give those who have never been on a mission trip, we're going to give you an opportunity to have one available to you. We're going to have several trips that are going to be planned. We're going to be giving, you don't have to pay for anything. The church will sponsor you to go. But I would love for everybody in this church to take a step of faith and go. Now, we all can't do it on one weekend, okay? But I will promise you this. If you've never been on a mission trip, we will sponsor a few people to go throughout the year on a mission trip, because that's how important it is for us to get our feet wet and going out and fulfilling the Great Commission. So be on the lookout for that. We'll give opportunities for it. And if you're interested, sign on up, or, you know, we'll give out raffle tickets on that Sunday, and we'll see who the people God wants to go on these trips. And so just know it's a great opportunity. The partnership is there. It's not going to stop. Mexico has a deep place in our heart, and it's much more than just the tacos, okay? You guys got to know that. It's the people, and it's the ministry that God blesses us to do. And it's not just in Mexico. It's in every single four corners that you're going to hear about tonight. So I wanted to make sure you guys knew that. All of you who are on the team, and for those of you who spoke, thank you for sharing your heart and your experience, because it's something that, Lord willing, will encourage all of us. So God bless you guys.
All right. Praise the Lord, that God be all the glory. Just getting to hear each testimony and how everybody brought it back to the glory and honor of God and his sovereignty and how he works everything out. Again, I can't encourage that enough. Take a step of faith on the next mission trip opportunity. So we are going to pray for the missionaries and workers that we have sent out across the world and the people that we partner with. And so what we do is we break off for the next 20 minutes now. We'll probably end at around 8:30. And so each chair circle, it's now like a square, but they used to be circles. And so we pray for all of the needs. And so when you sit in these in each country circle, the core group leaders, the people that are in main contact with the missionaries, they'll hand out a piece of paper and they will update you on things that you can be praying for. And so you can choose whatever circle you want to go for, whatever the Lord puts on your heart. Back there, Mexico meets in that corner. And then for England, and then up here is North Africa, and then over here is Thailand. And so if you guys want to stand up and go to any of those, and once you get to the circle, they'll inform you on how you can pray. So I'll be back up here in 20 minutes to close the night.